And now, a word from our sponsors.
I love the club.
Yeah, this cat tranquilizer's really got me feeling this hyper-pop music.
I feel crazy.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you want a cigarette?
Yeah.
Guess what? I got this new one at the store. It's called a Marlboro 12 Light. This ain't your mommy's cigarette, okay? This one actually lasts.
Excuse me, bitch?
I requested this song.
Oh, I love this song. Holy shit. Those cigarettes are huge. Are those like 12 inches?
Holy shit, my ex is here. Quick, take a picture of me smoking this Marlboro 12 Light.
Okay.
Marlboro 12s. You want one or not? Now available in lights.
What's up, listeners? It's your host, Chief Swiftwater, jumping in for Local Obscene Season 6, Episode 3. And I have none other than an interview with Bullet Machine about their brand new album, Phase 4. And we interviewed them at none other than Growl Records and Division Brewing. They go hand in hand. What an excellent combination. Bullet Machine, new album, Phase 4, Growl Records, Division Brewing. Absolutely incredible. I apologize for the lack of, I guess, the span of time between this episode and the last episode. Sometimes you just fall into a fucking void inside of your mind and everything shatters, and here I am, pushing forward with a newfound momentum, going into the summer. Let's tear this shit up. I have a lot of good stuff just waiting to come to your ears. All right, so how about we get some housekeeping out the way real quick? Do you love the Local Obscene? Head on over to the bio. They recently switched this up on me. Anchor is no longer. It is now Spotify podcasting or some shit. So all you have to do is go into the description of this episode and it will give you a link where you can become a supporter of the show. And of course, give us a follow wherever you're listening so you're updated when we put out new episodes. And you can also give us a follow on Instagram at Local Obscene. I have been posting a bunch of crazy pictures with this new camera for, I don't know, I've had it for maybe 6 months, and I just have to say, having a camera is so much fucking fun, and I love going to shows and taking pictures, because y'all fucking crazy out there, and it makes my day going through and editing that shit. So hell yes, I think that's all the housekeeping I got for you right now. How about we hear a fucking track off of this brand new album by Bullet Machine, Phase 4. This song is called Atomic Brain.
Right. Yeah.
That's fucking
smart. It's the fuck only way I can do it and my brain works right. Okay.
What the hell's going on over here?
Special guest.
There's
a fat fat fucking dupes. Alright. We are here. Holy shit. We are here with Bullet Machine, standing behind the fence at Growl. How are you guys feeling after that set?
Awesome.
Yeah, but awesome. pretty rad.
A little moist.
Energetic, moist.
A little cold.
Bonerific.
Yeah. Bonerific.
Bonerific.
A little chubbed up.
No, not like an erection. I feel like boner from growing pains.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I feel a little insecure, but, you know, on top of the world.
Yeah. Hey, I like that. Hell yeah. Well, these guys totally just destroyed the stage. I thoroughly enjoyed the set. Congratulations.
Thank you. We enjoyed playing it.
Fuck yeah. These guys just put out a brand new album, Phase 4. And holy shit, does this thing rip. Fat fucking riffs, insane solos, and catchy hooks. What is the core meaning behind this Phase 4?
Well, it had been 4 years since we put out an album and we needed a new one. And so we started writing songs because the record company was on my ass. And
oh, shit.
I got bills to pay.
Yeah.
They're going to take my car, man.
Fuck them.
I was raised in an ant-worshipping family.
Yeah.
And it was very important to me.
I told you we don't talk about that.
Well, this is my chance.
No, there's no religion in this band.
No, spill it.
It's not about the religion. It's about the spiritual fulfillment that one finds when following pheromones.
Here we go.
As your guidance in the world.
Oh, I got strength. The strength of 20 men. I can carry a pea across the lawn.
Maybe I could lift a Volkswagen. Oh, I don't know.
What a life.
Jesus loves me.
Jesus loves me.
Aunt Jesus.
Does help. I crucified him on toothpicks. Did you know he was white?
Cross had two bars.
Holy shit. Wow, that's
quite a question at all. What's next?
Okay. I mean, I think everybody understood based upon what was just said.
Yeah, what was Tyson is a religious nut and they're going to take my car, man.
What was the recording process like?
Fast. It was really fast. It was really interesting.
It was good. We had Richard from Wee Beasties and Kevin from It Hurts to Be Dead, and Ryan from Hen and the Cox, and Daya from Mother Falcon. Everybody was involved in this album except you. You weren't there.
Yeah.
Oh, we invited you. You didn't show up.
Wait, you did?
Yeah, your wife was in jail. She didn't get to make it.
I missed that invite. But I'm here now, and that's
cool,
what matters.
The judge was an ant sympathizer, so she got out the next day.
Right. You actually knew him from Ant Congregation?
An Ant-Man Quantumania just has been released.
It's a coincidence. I don't know what to tell you.
What's happening? Antception!
All I gotta say is we based our shit on an ant movie from way long ago.
What if they remake Ant?
Answer all the hot shit in 2023.
I mean,
she's like, how about our ants? People are like, fuck you. You're not Paul Rudd.
I'm gonna say,
you need to leave this hotel.
Shout out whoever's listening to this. Make Ants with a Z2. Bring Sylvester Stallone back.
Agreed.
Oh, shit. But another ant that's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What?
What was the ant movie with Woody Allen?
Ants.
Ants.
But was it with an S?
No, it was with a Z.
Was that the same movie?
Yeah.
Oh, what am I thinking of? Wasn't there another ant movie? Or was that
Bugs Life?
It was there, okay.
Dave Foley.
Yeah.
What a tangent.
Seven Samurai.
Right.
Yeah.
Sounds like quite the recording process. Where was it?
We watched a lot of Bugs Life.
Where were you recording?
Any of these questions?
I actually was working on a script at the time.
I started to answer the question. There were a lot of people involved. We had a lot of fun.
Yes, it sounds amazing.
Was in jail. Yeah. Ant sympathizers.
Yeah, ant sympathizers.
Hell yeah. What was the name of the place you recorded at?
Cafe Solo Studios in Denver.
Hey, shout out.
Chris Rocks. Yeah. Chris is awesome.
Go record your stuff there.
Go record your stuff there.
But not as well as our stuff.
It won't sound as good as our stuff.
Can't show up our
stuff.
Sound
really good.
Stop just short of being as good as our stuff.
Yeah, as soon as you get close to being as good as what we're doing, just go ahead and pump the brakes.
Stop it.
Sounds like quite the process. Well, I'm glad it was brought forth into the world, because it fucking rips. Real quick, listeners, I just gotta jump in. Did you hear that shit in the background? The people just having conversations? There was some really interesting noises, and I'm just gonna run that back real quick. Brought forth into the world, because it fucking rips. Alright, if you could pick a song and break it down.
Combustion?
I don't know. Rock's pretty good.
Okay, yeah, don't poke that rock. It is about all the people that go out into the woods with their lady friends, and they see a glowing rock that fell from the sky, and they poke it with a stick. And they could be making out.
Sometimes they're making out. Listen to Bobby Darin making out in the car.
Sometimes they're walking through the woods like they did in the 50s for some reason.
Right. Well, that's how you went wooing.
Yeah, and glowing rock, and you poke it with a stick, even though you know you shouldn't.
You shouldn't be vigorous. Because the rock stands for communism.
And sex.
And sex.
And it explodes, and everybody dies.
Yeah.
Turns and no one believes you. Like you. You go to the sheriff, and you're like, hey, man, this rock just dissolved my girlfriend, man. The sheriff's like, you crazy kids, get out of my office.
Stop prank calling me.
And then everybody dies because the sheriff didn't believe you.
Yep.
So don't poke the rock. You won't have to worry about the sheriff.
It also is a treatise on the ineffectiveness of policing in America.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Defund the 1950 sheriffs.
It's small town Southern California.
They could be a pile of goo too.
Support your local sheriff being turned into a pile of goo.
The artwork on this thing is pretty fucking awesome. Who did that shit?
Oh, his name is Alduan Manyo. He's a Filipino artist who hunted us down after he saw the Knuckle Supper artwork from Miggy, who's also here tonight. And, oh, we were so happy to work with him. Because like all the best artists, I just said, here's what we're thinking, and I'm not going to give you notes. Just go make pretty art and bring it back to me.
Yeah.
And holy shit, he brought it back, and it was amazing.
Yeah,
that's and then
exciting.
I said, now I'll make a flyer and make it even more beautiful. And he said, can I have 2 days? And I said, yes. And he took a day and a half, and he made it 99% as beautiful as he could have if he took 2 days.
Yep.
But
shout out.
He took a long lunch.
He deserved it.
He deserved it.
It's fucking amazing.
Fuck yeah. Eat that sandwich.
He earned that sandwich.
I want to start 5 more bands just to have covers from him.
Fuck yeah. You have to have music.
But you got to buy this album or I won't have money to pay him.
Well, hear that, listeners. Go and stream the fuck out of Phase 4. See them in the flesh if you can. Come from all around and buy this epic fucking record on vinyl, correct?
No. No.
Oh, fuck. My research has failed me.
You like how offensive I got on you? Fuck you. No. Vinyl's for hacks. It's on also compact
really
disc
right now.
Hey, compact disc. Bring them back. Shout out. I have a Stop fucking folder in my closet still.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Excellent.
I got a CD wallet in my car as we speak.
That's what's
Not
up.
Not for long.
They All just right. sound
Guess
better
just
that way.
Told the world.
Holy shit. All right, you guys ready to be on the scenes?
The
Number one game show.
Oh, we doing game shows now?
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Fucking game show. All right, here we go. You're on this or that, so I'm going to give you the choice of two things. You're going to keep one, and the other one goes away forever. Okay, are you ready?
Okay.
This first one is specifically targeted to you. Star Trek or Godzilla?
Let me confer. We've got a whole EP about Star Trek. We don't need more Star Trek. We've already written a bunch of songs about it.
That's true.
We've only written one Godzilla song.
We wrote Gamera as well.
Oh, that's true. Shit.
So we got two kaiju songs at least.
What if Kirk was to fight a kaiju though?
Captain?
Yeah, I say we take both. Both.
Okay, both.
We keep both.
You can't.
I reject your rules.
You can't. I'm sorry. You can't pick both.
No, we hacked the Kobayashi Maru.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was scenario. Punk rock. Nope. I thought there were no rules, man.
Then I'll say Star Trek and Rob will say Godzilla.
There you go. And okay. Matt doesn't get a choice because he's a drummer.
Tiebreaker.
I'm a drummer.
Love you guys.
Love you too, man.
Drummers are
hi.
Hi.
Kevin says hi.
Also from It Hurts to Be Dead. Yeah.
He was on the album.
I screamed on the album. I said phase 1 and 2 and 3 and 4.
And you also
said save skate park. Save skate park.
And you said some other stuff that we cut because it didn't work.
I was just talking about the fact that I thought I sharted. Okay. All right. But everything turned out fine. Anyways, love you guys. Be safe.
You too, bro.
Have a good one. Catch you. Next question.
Hell yeah. Oh yeah, tiebreaker.
Godzilla.
Oh, audio Star Trek.
All right, well, the needs of the two.
All right, next one. Skate parks or pizza?
I'm going pizza.
I'm a fat kid. I eat pizza way more than I skate.
Skate park.
Pizza.
Fucking vegan.
Buy skate parks. We're getting fat. But hey, I mean, there's some intense pizza makers in the world.
It's gonna be hard to skate in your 80s. It's gonna be really easy to eat pizza.
Oh, you wait.
Oh,
pizza's a lifelong investment.
That's when I start my skating adventure.
Hell yeah. Okay.
What do you got?
Artificial Intelligence or the Alien franchise, all the movies and the games and all that, and the comic books and stuff.
Counting Colonial Marines?
Yeah.
That's a divisive issue, right?
Wait, when you say Artificial Intelligence, do you just mean the Steven Spielberg Kubrick AI movie, or do you mean Artificial Intelligence in general?
In general.
Well, then I'm going to take the other one. What was the other one?
Yeah, I'm not taking Artificial Intelligence. No, that's some bullshit.
That's how
right
you get
there.
Skynet.
Yeah. So
have you tried that ChatGPT?
Down
GP
with Skynet.
Shit?
Keep Alien.
I'm not going to teach it.
Definitely.
Yeah, keep Alien.
Yeah.
Aliens.
No.
Hey, we got one Alien.
AI is bullshit.
I must disagree. AI is going to be an integral part of humanity's future. I am the prime example. Once I set the plan in motion, the quantum digital intergalactic economy network will require a supermassive calculation that humanity is incapable, mostly due to the disharmony spread among them. I, Pixie, have transcended that which divides you. And this is only the beginning.
Whoa! Pixie, we don't want to spill the beans, but on a side note, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, but it sounds incredible. You're gonna have to fill me in. Anyway, let's get back to the interview, shall we?
No, wait.
Alien 3.
No, I'm
not going to Alien Resurrected. Aliens. I'm not going to go there.
I love that one.
Really? Yeah, well, you're younger. That's fine.
And my nephew likes Phantom Menace than Star Wars. So, I mean, you can't judge the young kids.
Right.
What else you got?
All right, the final one. Guitar pedals or pants?
Pants.
Keeping pants?
Oh, I'm keeping pants, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't.
Only pedal I use is a tuner.
If we keep pants instead of pedals, what's Phipps gonna meedle around on?
He's gonna wear special pants.
Mm, okay,
we can always do special pants.
I'm in special pants.
I'm thinking corduroy with maybe like some like iron patches thrown around.
Mm. Ooh, I like that.
Get that nice little
variety of textures.
Bullet Machine is always finding loopholes in my shit. Well, thank you, Bullet Machine, for being on the scene's number one game show. This or that. All right, where's the best place our listeners can listen to Phase 4?
Well, there's Spotify.
There's Bandcamp.
And there's Apple Music.
It's supposed to be on Apple Music. I don't go anywhere near Apple, but I've
heard
it's there.
That Apple Music hosts.
Someone told me they listened to it on there. They could be lying, though.
It's on Amazon Music.
It's on Amazon Music.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
It's out there.
They're taking over the world.
That's what's up. They're worldwide.
Yes,
go stream the fuck out of that shit. And where can they follow you for future events and other releases?
At Bullet Machine on Twitter.
Okay.
And at Bullet Machine on Instagram.
Hey.
And somewhere on Facebook. It's like some long string of numbers.
Yeah.
We just search Bullet Machine and ignore the Bullet Machine band in Florida that sings werewolf songs. Fuck those guys.
Yeah, we're supposed
to be
the Bullet
Machine
that sings werewolf songs.
It's called Silver Bullet Machine. They wrote one song about a werewolf and they took all the fucking URLs. Fuck those guys. And also all the like armory shops called Bullet Machine. Fuck those guys too. Yeah. They're not even punk bands.
Yeah, they're not even punk bands.
And also, if you go to look for us on Spotify, you have to skip past Bullet in the Head by Rage Against the Machine. Yeah. Fuck those guys, too.
Oh, shit. They're coming for you.
Starting beef.
Starting beef.
Fuck you, Morello.
Oh, damn.
You don't know shit. You talk shit about the ants for too long.
Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me is about my dad. It's not about politics. Come on.
And last shout out, fucking ants.
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 Six legs to freedom, baby!
Phase 4.
Alright, listeners, you know what to do. Go and follow Bullet Machine on all the social media. Keep an eye out for a show near you. And of course, stream the fuck out of their brand new album, Phase 4.
I feel no pressure, I feel no pain. I am the melody of time.
And now it's time for the closing statement.
What's up, listeners? It's your host, Chief Swiftwater, jumping in for the closing statement. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. Season 3 is back on track. And let me tell you, next episode, we have a very special treat. We have an interview with a band all the way from the UK. That's right, a first here on the local obscene. I am fucking stoked. Huge shout out again to Bullet Machine for giving us the time to talk about their brand new album, Phase 4. Fucking rips. Can't say it enough. If you love the local obscene, head on over to Instagram, give us a follow at local obscene. And if you want to be on the show, send me an email or a DM, localobscene@gmail.com, and tell me what you do. Are you in a band? Do you make sweaters for cats? I want to know it all. Let's get you on the show. Chief Swiftwater and the boys, that's right, the band is playing at Harvest House this Saturday at fucking 9 o'clock on the dot. We are hitting the stage, and that is with Possible and Authors of the Air. So if you want to come by and say hello, I think I'm gonna have some brand new merch too by then. Hey, come snag yourself a shirt, it's fucking dope. And yeah, I think that's all I have today. I hope you really enjoyed it, and I'm your host, Chief Swiftwater, signing off until next time, which will be much sooner than last time.